This is Radio Nepal, I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balindra Shah led the government marks 100 days with focus on good governance. Government claims to have achieved over 80% progress in implementation of 100-point governance reform agenda. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle says government is committed to removing Nepal from Financial Action Task Force grey list. And Europe's air conditioner shortage sets a light on China-EU trade potential. Now the news in detail. The government has completed its 100 days in office, highlighting progress in implementing its commitments to good governance, corruption control, recovery of illicit assets, and strengthening the accountability of state institutions. Led by Prime Minister Balindra Shah, the government said it has begun implementing its policy agenda and long-term reform plans. During the 100 days, the government said it has introduced measures to implement public service delivery by reducing delays in government offices, speeding up the printing of passports and driving licenses, and making services more citizen-friendly. The government has made its 100-day progress report public this afternoon. In a press conference held today at the office of the Prime Minister in Singhal Darbar, government spokesperson and Education Minister Sasmit Pokhrel highlighted the accomplishments made under the leadership of Prime Minister Shah. One of the key points he mentioned was the reduction of federal ministries, which has now been cut down to 18. Aligning with the promises made in the Rashtriya Swatantra Party's election manifesto, Minister Pokhrel noted that this restructuring is expected to save around 20 billion rupees each year. Similarly, the government has secured 87.2% progress in the implementation of the 100-point agenda on governance reform announced by it earlier. The government had on March 27th announced the 100-point to-do list that aims to promote the entire good governance in the nation. According to government spokesperson Pokhrel, 17 points of the 100-point agenda have been implemented so far. He also stated that the progress in regard with the enforcement of 17 points is above 80%, while the progress of 13 points is less than 60%. The government had announced the implementation of result-based 100-point action plan with a view to making the overall work execution measurable and accountable. Similarly, the government has sold and distributed 89,194.44 metric tons of subsidized chemical fertilizer in a period of 100 days. The government has also embedded the campaign of delivering government services at doorsteps. The process has been initiated to provide passports to doorsteps in all districts except Humla and Bhojpur. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said that the government is committed to removing the country from the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, presenting a proposal seeking deliberation on prevention of money laundering, Third Amendment Bill, at today's meeting of the National Assembly. The Finance Minister said that the full support of all is necessary to remove the country from the list. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle also urged everyone to support by considering the seriousness of the matter, as there is a possibility of Nepal being blacklisted if the recommendations given by FATF are not implemented. A task force formed to prepare a dialogue paper on amendments to the Constitution is expected to present its report before the Prime Minister by mid-July, according to task force coordinator Asim Shah, who also serves as the chief political advisor to the Prime Minister. They are likely to submit the report to the Prime Minister within mid-July. Task force coordinators have said that they are holding dialogues with various stakeholders, constitutional experts, and political parties. He stated that they have reached the final stage of drafting the report. Foreign tourist arrivals by year to Nepal increased during the 6 months of 2026, according to Nepal Tourism Board. The board said 620,000 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal by year between January and June this year, compared to 577,000 during the same period last year. Nepal Tourism Board attributed the increase to the expansion of international flights to and from Kathmandu. This news comes to from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal has expressed the view that it will not be easy to return the money of depositors unless the government is tough on the borrowers of financial cooperatives. She made this statement while responding to questions raised by lawmakers on the proposal seeking consideration on the Cooperatives First Amendment Bill in today's meeting of the Upper House. Minister Rawal also clarified that the law has been introduced through an ordinance to address the suffering of thousands of depositors. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now to some international updates. As unprecedented heatwaves scourge Europe this summer, causing deaths and serious disrupting people's lives, air conditioners, once niche household items, have turned into a life-saving necessity for millions in the region. For a continent where only 20% of households are equipped with cooling systems, the rush to buy air conditioners has left store shelves empty and second-hand unit prices rocketing. What has flown under the radar, however, is a critical lesson from this year conditioner supply crunch. Pragmatic China-EU trade cooperation is not a risk to be mitigated, but a lifeline for European households facing growing climate shocks. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has been informed that the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant on Friday has lost its off-site power supply for the 21st time since the Ukraine crisis, underscoring the vulnerability of the plant's nuclear safety. The outage occurred after the plant lost its connection to the 330 kV Ferrosblanka 1 transmission line, the IAEA said in its post on X. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. The Terai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces will also be generally cloudy, while the Terai regions of Kusi, Madhesh and Bagmati provinces will be partly cloudy. There are also chances of light to moderate rain and thunder showers with lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. A few places in the Terai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces are also likely to receive light to moderate rain and thunder showers with lightning. Similarly, there is also a possibility of light to moderate rain and thunder showers with lightning at a few places in the Terai regions of Kusi, Madhesh and Bagmati provinces. Similarly, there is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at a few places in the hilly and Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudhapashchim provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Terai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. In addition, one or two places in the hilly and Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudhapashchim provinces are likely to receive a very heavy rainfall. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Sahalit government marks 100 days with focus on good governance. Government claims to have achieved over 80% progress in implementation of 100-point governance reform agenda. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle says government is committed to removing Nepal from Financial Action Task Force grey list, and Europe's air conditioner shortage sets light on China-EU trade potential. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.